Chapter 2
"You're lucky you're so cute," Jethro said to the mutt as they walked along the wide hallway through throngs of students, many of whom stopped to pet the dog. Roscoe panted happily, butting up against a tall, leggy blonde. The teenager dropped to her haunches and dug both hands through the dog's fur, scratching his ears.
"He's so sweet. What's his name?"
"Roscoe," Jethro said. "I have to bring him to work with me on Mondays because it's my longest day, and I don't trust the bloke at my flat alone for that long." Somehow, no matter what Jethro did, the dog found any alcohol on the premises and created a disaster. He needed to store his wine collection somewhere else. The young woman stood, shoving her backpack over her shoulder.
"You must be Dr. Hansen."
"I must be," Jethro agreed, giving Roscoe a look. They only had an hour for lunch, and the dog had already wasted too much time trying to get attention from pretty ladies. They'd both spent the night over with a lady friend they'd met at the dog park, and Roscoe had gotten plenty of love that morning from the stunning brunette, one Jethro would probably never see again.
"I've heard about you and your accent,"
the student rocked back on thick snow boots.
"I'm Laura Jenkins, and I'll see you tomorrow in your intro to philosophy class."
Ah, a freshman or sophomore. Jethro smiled and unobtrusively shoved his fingers beneath Roscoe's collar to tug him along. "I'll see you in class, Laura. It's nice to have met you." He kept his grip strong enough that Roscoe finally moved into action next to him, winding through students trying to find their classes on the first day. Roscoe barked and yanked free, skidding through a classroom door and right into Gemma Falls as she tried to exit. The woman yelped and backed away, dropping several file folders. Papers slid out, cascading to the ground and landing on Jethro's boots. He sighed and leaned down to clean up the mess.
"I'm sorry, Miss Falls. He's an idiot."
Roscoe sat, wagging his tail and displacing more papers. She eyed the dog and gingerly reached out, patting him awkwardly on the head.
"You bring your dog to work?"
"I'm just dog-sitting for a friend and couldn't leave the mutt home alone all day."
Jethro straightened and handed over the papers and file folders.
"Oh, well."
She accepted them and regained her composure quickly. In full daylight, she was even more beautiful than she'd been the night before, but just as glacier cold. White blonde hair bluntly cut at her shoulders, pale skin, and brown eyes that were almost flat. No emotion anywhere near her. He backed up a step and wanted to tell Roscoe to forget it. There was no warmth in that woman. Unfortunately, he was more than acquainted with her type. All she was missing was diamonds at her ears and strands of pearls at her throat, and she'd be a dead ringer for his late mum. May the devil have her. The dog was too dumb to notice and edged toward Miss Falls, lifting her hand with his nose.
"Sorry,"
Jethro pulled him back by the collar before she could freak out or freeze the animal with a death glare or something. He should be polite, considering Serena had asked him to look out for the Ice Queen. "How was your first class?"
"I believe it went well," Miss Falls said, brushing past Roscoe. "I was headed for my second class, which lasts 2 hours. I guess my lunch will be at 1.
"This is my lunch hour," Jethro said, glaring at the dog. He liked to eat early and always set his lunchtime for 11 in the morning. As she turned, he noticed she was wearing a drab gray suit with green heels. It was a little too big for her frame, which was a trick his mother had often used as well. Neither woman needed to look smaller than she was. Both were petite. Too petite and too thin. The shirt underneath Miss Fall's jacket appeared to be a plain white shell. No jewelry, though. Maybe she hadn't unpacked it yet. She glanced at the dog.
"Serena didn't tell me what you teach, just that you were here and I could call you if I needed help."
This was a woman who never needed help, or if she did, she certainly wouldn't ask for it from him. That much he already knew.
"I teach philosophy, with an emphasis on ethics, mortal theory, rational choice, game, and decision theories."
She blinked, just one lift of those two long eyelashes that were too dark for her coloring. They were probably fake.
"Trying to figure out the meaning of life?"